This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 4th. God's word to you today is prophetic action. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3:14, and it says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." If you and I can get the concept of the cross right, a lot of things will begin to fall into place in our Christian walk. I pray that the significance of the cross will become a reality in your life, in Jesus' name. Say amen. It may help you to keep a nail around, a symbolic reminder of what Jesus did for us at Calvary. The cross is so central to our faith that you and I cannot afford to misunderstand its significance. Again, I pray that the significance of the cross will become a reality in your life, in Jesus' name. In today's scripture reference, Jesus himself points out to us that the concept of the cross is not new. It exists even in the Old Testament. The Jews sinned against God on their journey to the Promised Land, and poisonous serpents began to bite them and kill a lot of them. Then God told Moses to raise up a bronze serpent, and if anyone that had been bitten looks at the bronze serpent, they would be healed. The bronze serpent that Moses lifted up in the wilderness was a type of Christ. Jesus said, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." But the Jews turned the bronze serpent into an idol and began to worship it. And that is what a lot of people are doing with the cross today. The cross has become Nehushtan, the Hebrew word for the brass serpent. Increasingly, you find people that are having a nightmare sleeping with the cross on their chest. Some place it on their bodies to ward off evil spirits. I think that is just ridiculous. Even the printed Bible is treated in the same manner. Human beings tokenize things really quickly. In many places, the cross has become an object of worship, whereas it is at the name of Jesus that every knee bows. The nails I have asked you to bring into your place of devotion in this season are more of a prophetic action. When the things that Jesus died on the cross to settle try to resurface in our lives, we prophetically nail them to the cross, and they will remain there. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.